Welcome back, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about two of my favorite topics, that being history, of course, and Game of Thrones. So, as I think everyone at this point knows, Game of Thrones was actually inspired by the War of the Roses. And Cersei Lannister was inspired, allegedly, by Elizabeth Woodville. But today, I'm going to talk to you about why she can also be inspired by Anne Boleyn. Now, to start things off, both ladies were queens, not regnant queens, they were consort queens. Their husbands, Robert Baratheon and Henry VIII, respectively, were once great warriors, but were now fat, drunk, with a lot of bastards and mistresses. Neither of their husbands was supposed to be king, as Robert was not from the ruling Targaryen family, and Henry was actually the second-born son. So he had an older brother, Arthur, who died without leaving any heirs. Now, Cersei's husband won the throne after winning a rebellion, and so did Anne's father-in-law. So Robert won Robert's rebellion, of course, and Henry VII won the Battle of Bosworth Field, ending the War of the Roses. Just recapping a bit earlier, Cersei actually had an incestuous relationship with her brother, her younger brother. Both of the ladies were the oldest sister, so she had this incestual relationship with Jaime Lannister. And Anne was, of course, accused of having an incestuous relationship with her younger brother, George Boleyn. Cersei killed her husband, Robert Baratheon. Anne was accused of plotting to kill Henry VIII. The last similarity, both ladies actually caused or helped a religious change. So in the case of Cersei, she reinstated the faith militant. And in the case of Anne, she helped create Anglicanism, that being the monarch of England being the head of the church. So I would say, which is something that not many people talk about, Cersei was probably a mixture of Elizabeth Woodville and what many saw Anne Boleyn to be. So please let me know, first of all, if you like Game of Thrones, because if you don't, I think you should rewatch it. And then if you agree with me, if you think that Cersei could be similar or inspired by Anne Boleyn. It was really a thought that just came to me while I was riding the bus and I just started pinning things together. I don't think that Anne was the cause of so much tragedy, but let me know, subscribe, share with your friends, and see you next time.